Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 17, Scene 1, The Back History of Kaliya and Garuda. After hearing of the chastisement of the Kaliya serpent, King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami as to why Kaliya left his beautiful land and why Garuda was so antagonistic towards him. Shukadeva Goswami informed the king that the island known as Nagalai was inhabited by serpents and that Kaliya was one of the chief serpents there. Being accustomed to eating snakes, Garuda used to come to this island and kill many serpents at will. Some of them he actually ate, but some were unnecessarily killed. The reptile society became so disturbed that their leader, Vasuki, appealed to Lord Brahma for protection. Lord Brahma made an arrangement by which Garuda would not create a disturbance. On each half-moon day, the reptile community would offer a serpent to Garuda. The serpent was to be kept underneath a tree as a sacrificial offering to Garuda. Garuda was satisfied with this offering, and therefore Garuda did not disturb any other serpents. But gradually, Kaliya took advantage of the situation. He was unnecessarily puffed up by the volume of his accumulated poison, as well as by his material power. And Kaliya thought, why should Garuda be offered this sacrifice? Kaliya then ceased offering any sacrifice, and instead, Kaliya himself ate the offering intended for Garuda. When Garuda, the great devotee carrier of Vishnu, understood that Kaliya was eating the offered sacrifices, he became very angry and quickly rushed to the island to kill the offensive serpent. Kaliya tried to fight Garuda and faced him with his many hoods and poisonous sharp teeth. Kaliya attempted to bite him, and Garuda, the son of Taksha, in great anger and with great force, deserving the carrier of Lord Vishnu, struck the body of Kaliya with his effulgent golden wings. Kaliya, who is also known as Kadrusuta, the son of Kadru, immediately fled to the lake known as Kaliyadaha, underneath the Yamuna River, which Garuda could not approach. Kaliya thus took shelter within the water of the Yamuna for the following reason. Just as Garuda went to the island of the Kaliya snake, so Garuda also used to go to the Yamuna to catch fish in order to eat. There was, however, a great yogi known as Saubhari Muni. He used to meditate within the water there, and he was sympathetic with the fish. So he asked Garuda not to come there and disturb the fish. Although Garuda was not under anyone's order, being the carrier of Lord Vishnu, Garuda did not disobey the order of the great yogi. Instead of staying and eating many fish, Garuda carried off one big fish who was their leader. Saubhari Muni was sorry that one of the leaders of the fish was taken away by Garuda, and thinking of their protection, he cursed Garuda with the following words. Henceforward from this day, if Garuda comes here to catch fish, then I say this with all my strength, Garuda will be immediately killed. This curse was known only to Kaliya. Kaliya was therefore confident that Garuda would not be able to come there And so Kaliya thought it wise to take shelter of the lake within the Yamuna. But Kaliya's taking shelter of Saubari Muni was not successful. He was driven away from the Yamuna by Lord Krishna, who is the master of Garuda. It may be noted that Garuda is directly related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is so powerful that he is never subjected to anyone's order or curse. Actually, the cursing of Garuda, who was stated in Srimad Bhagavatam to be of the stature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, was actually an offense on the part of Saubhari Muni. Although Garuda did not try to retaliate, the Muni was not saved from his offensive act against a great Vaishnava personality. Due to this offense, Saubhari fell down from his yogic position and afterwards became a householder, a sense enjoyer in the material world. The fall down of Saubhari Muni, who was supposed to be absorbed in spiritual bliss by meditation, is an instruction to the offender of Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.